Hello, I'm Luke Cardenine, the host of the Golf IQ podcast, and we've got some very exciting news here in Golf Digest land. It's a new newsletter available exclusively to Golf Digest Plus members, and it'll land in your inbox once a week. It's the greatest newsletter in all the land here at Golf Digest, but I admit there is an upstart rival in the ranks, and it goes by the name of the Low Net newsletter with Sam Wyman, who's here right now. Sam, what's the lowdown on your newsletter?
Well, my newsletter, Luke, is the reason that you are competing for second place at best. My newsletter, as you said, is called Low Net. It's geared towards golfers like myself who are very much in the middle of the pack at your course or your club. It's a game I live and breathe, and I'm obsessed with getting better.
No, in all seriousness, it's a great read. It's full of not just really interesting and helpful stuff, but really relatable stuff from the man who probably loves golf the most of anybody here at Golf Digest. So head over to golfdigest.com/plus. Sign up and start enjoying both of these awesome newsletters each and every week. This is the Golf IQ podcast, a place for golf nerds to dive into the science and uncover the secrets to playing better golf. I'm the host, Luke Cardenine, and welcome. All right, Maddie, you recently wrote about two-time major champ, world number one, Lilia Vu. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You guys were just hobnobbing out at Chelsea Piers down the road here in New York, right?
It was awesome. So she announced her partnership with Ally Financial, and they announced their partnership with the USGA. So we were down there, and she was hitting a few balls at the range at Chelsea Piers, which, I mean, anybody in New York knows it's a staple for us golfers. It's in iconic. The city.
It's basically, for people who aren't trapped inside New York City, it's basically the only range on the island of Manhattan. So there have been these simulator places that have been popping up, which are super fun.
Obviously. Absolutely.
But this is the one outdoor range. It's right on the water. So really, and this has been a long-standing staple because these simulator places are new. So Chelsea Piers, if you're a golfer just trying to get an itch, you can go pay a king's ransom for a bucket of balls there. And that's where Lilia Vu was the other day.
Exactly. But I got to talk to her about her swing and kind of, you know, what she is working on, because right now, early in the season, a lot of golfers are starting to implement their swing changes, and really they're like tweaks for them. Mm. They're not big changes like what we're going through.
And what's cool about your article, which you should read on golfdigest.com, is that it's quite a she's the world number one. She's this incredible golfer who just throws darts everywhere she goes. But she's got this really relatable problem. She was telling you that she tends to come over the top, which you've probably heard that term before, but in case you don't know, it means that you're swinging from out to in, or really your swing for right-handed golfers is moving too much to the left.
Yeah.
And when you have an open club face, when that happens, that's where the big slices come from. So, and Lilia Vu, she struggles with this, and that's what you got to talking to her about.
Yeah, and the way she thinks about it is really interesting, because she phrased it in a way that I have never actually really thought about it in that way or heard before, is that she feels like she's actually twisting out of her swing.
Mm.
So if her right shoulder gets too active, which means that it's pulling her inside, that's what's going to create that overcompensation to where she then twists out and over.
Yeah.
And that's where she gets that over the top miss, which I can definitely relate to. But she says the fix for her is to imagine that her left shoulder is on a wall, and when she's in the downswing.
Yeah.
When she's in the downswing, she imagines that she's in a wall. She can't move her shoulder past that wall.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because she talked a lot about her right shoulder, her right arm is kind of the problem area for her and for a lot of over-the-top moves.
Yep.
As Maddie was saying, when your right arm gets too active, when your golf swing becomes too much about your right arm, it's mostly that's what leads to over the top.
Yeah.
Your right arm's doing too much. And the way she fixes it, she would often come back to her left arm. And she would say that the way she stops her right arm getting active is when she feels like her left arm just slams up against a wall.
Yeah.
Because when her left arm caves in effectively, that's what allows the right arm to take over. So she likes having her left arm stay stiff and through the ball, and she slams it up against that wall in a straight line, and then that keeps her right arm under control, and it stops her coming from over the top, really.
Yeah, exactly. And she also kind of explained it too as like, not only is that wall out front, but like it's almost like a plane for her to think about. Mm. So it's as if her left shoulder were resting on a wall and she can't move it from off of that wall. Mm. So it helps her to rotate too. I think that's also a big key thought for her, is how she's rotating and keeping her left arm as like the most active.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting to, rather than focus on dialing it back with the right arm, she just focuses on the left. And that's something that I think would help a lot of people, is focus on what you should be doing, not what you should not be doing.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot easier for you to, like, if you're thinking, okay, I don't want to do this with my right shoulder, if you overcompensate the other way, then you might be creating a loopy swing for yourself and a whole new mess of problems.
Exactly. And when you're left, it's such good advice too, because how do you not do something? Mm-hmm. You have to focus on the fix, right?
Right.
And when you're giving yourself something active to do with your left arm, that's what keeps your right arm under control in Lily Vu's case, which is super cool. She talked a little bit about her backswing too, mm-hmm. right? That, like you were saying, she wants her left shoulder, to track a little more down that kind of wall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what allows her just to get her arms a little more around her. Am I understanding that right? Mm-hmm. Is that what she's talking about?
So Lilia talked to me about how she visualizes getting her lead hand or her lead arm under her swing arc.
Mm.
So when we think about these old school ways of teaching golf, a lot of times they had an actual tracker or a track for you to swing these like rolling clubs on.
Yeah.
And it showed you what your swing arc was. And if you were to draw a line of where her swing arc is, rather than thinking about, you know, like I said, getting, you know, stretching her right arm as much as she can, or getting too far inside or too far outside, she just tries to think about getting lower than the arc. And I think that creates this like pulling motion. It keeps her on plane. It keeps her on track without actually pulling inside or pulling outside. She just focuses on staying on the arc and then getting below it. So I think that like...
Yeah, exactly. So when you... Basically, what Lily is saying is that every golf swing moves on a slight arc. We call it a plane. Basically, when Lilia pulls her left arm more around it, it prevents her right arm from just taking over. And because your right arm can take over on the backswing, can take over on the downswing. And so by pushing the club away with her left arm, staying under the plane a little more, it just gets her arms in a slightly better kind of throwing position, I guess, at the top of her swing.
Yeah.
And that's something I wanted to talk about a little bit, because a lot of coaches will say that a good feel, if the wall feel doesn't work for you, a related feel that effectively does the same thing is, a lot of coaches will talk about the feeling of like skipping a stone on the downswing.
Yeah.
You know, that your right elbow leads your right wrist, and that stone skimming feeling is a good kind of anti over the top feel. And what Lily is talking about is that effectively her feels are allowing that to happen. It allows her right arm to throw the club into the ball in a slightly better direction, as opposed to it coming over the top and throwing it too far up to the left.
Yeah, I think that skipping a stone feel is also when a lot of people talk about shallowing and getting into that shallow position or the slot. Right?
Yeah.
Like when they're trying to slot their swing.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. And yeah, this is a great tip for that. And so I would say her biggest takeaways were to, get under the arc on the backswing. So really focus on pulling that. And then in the downswing, think about keeping your shoulder on that wall, driving into the wall. And hopefully that will keep you from focusing on what's going wrong with the shoulder on your trail shoulder. Or having it take over too much.
Exactly. It's such a good sort of closing point there, because that driving into the wall with your left arm, your left shoulder, is such an important feeling, because it just highlights what the main problem is with over the top. It's that your right side is getting too active. Mm-hmm. When you're coming over the top and you're hitting big slices because of it, it's your right arm has just taken over your golf swing effectively. Yeah. And so what you need is some strength out of your left arm.
Right.
And that's the feeling you want to chase here. So slam it up against that wall, shift into that wall and slam your left arm up against it. Your right arm won't be able to take over when you do that. And you'll probably hit better shots because of it.